Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tezayin Mishnah Vav, Chapter 16, Mishnah 6. Today is a very special day because with Hashem's help we are going to finish the entire Seder Nashim. We've been working on this for a very, very long time, and these last two Mishnayos conclude the entire section of Nashim. To those of you that have been along for the journey, it's such a schus and such a merit to be able to teach Mishnayos almost every single day and to have you on board. I dedicate the last two Mishnayos, as well as the Siyum on Seder Yevamos, in loving memory of Shlomo ben Yosef Sheldon Perlman, who just passed away recently. His son Joe Perlman is an amazing fellow who literally uploads all the Mishnayos onto YU Torah, and that's a tremendous chus and a merit, the fact that he is disseminating so much Torah, and that should be a Eloi, a elevation for the Neshama, for the soul of his very dear and beloved father. So let's see the Mishnayos inside. We're speaking about testimony now to permit a woman to get married based on the fact, some type of fact, that someone said that her husband died. So how do we ascertain that her husband died? The Mishnah says you can even testify to the light of a candle or the light of the moon. That means you see a dead person by the light of the moon. Let's say they heard a voice from a distance that said, this fellow died. The halacha is that would be enough to permit him, his wife, to get married. Mishnah says, Ma'isa Becha, there was a story of the fellow Shamad al Reishahar that stood on the top of a mountain. Va'amar, he said, Ish Pliny ben Pliny mi makom Pliny meis. This fellow, the son of this fellow, from this particular place, died. Halchu, they went to V'lo Matsu Shamadam. They didn't find anyone there. Yet still, V'isi Wasishtai, they permitted his wife to get married because of that bas call, because of the sound that they had. Bishop Ma'asa Betzalmines. Additionally, there was a story in Salmon. Salmon was in the lower Galilee. Be'echad Shamar, somebody that said, Ani ish pleni ben ish pleni, I am this fellow, the son of this fellow, from this particular place. And nishalchani nachash, I've just been bitten by a snake, very animes, and I'm dying. V'hochu, they went to him, they found him dead, v'lehi kiru, but they weren't able to recognize him. It seems like perhaps the poison and the snake had literally contorted his appearance. Yet v'si v'sishtai, they still let his wife get married based on that statement. Let's see the final Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, and for us the final Mishnah in Seder Nashim. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Am Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Kishiradati l'Nahardah l'Aber HaShana. When I went down to Nahardah to turn the leap year into a leap year, this was during a time period of tremendous persecution where the Romans had prohibited making the Jewish leap year in Israel. So Matzasi, I found Nehemiah ish Beis Dili, Nehemiah, a man from a place called Beis Dili. Amalei, and he said to me, Shamati, I heard she'ein masina sa'ishev Eretz Yisrael apiyed echad, that we don't marry a woman based on the testimony of just one person who testified that her husband passed away. Ela Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, besides for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as we've seen previously, the halacha as he holds that you can masina isha apiyed echad, you can believe one witness and actually let his wife get married if the witness testifies that her husband died. But the rabbis all disagree. And I said to Nehemiah Beis Dili, Kate Hadvarm, it is true as you say. Everybody argues in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Amali, he said to me, Amar lahem mishmi, go tell them in my name, Atem yodim shamadina mishubeshes begayasles. You know that this country is overrun by bandits, and therefore it's a tremendous danger for me to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael and testify in my name, or testify this halacha to the chachamim there. What would I testify? That mekublani mi Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. I have a tradition handed down from Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, shemesines aisha piedecha, that it is permitted to let a woman get married if there's a testimony of just one person saying her husband died. Please, say over that testimony in my name. Ukeshebasi, and when I came here, tzesi avrel from Rabbi Gamliel, and I shared this suggestion to Rabbi Gamliel in the city of Yavne, Samach ledvarai. He was very happy in my words. Va'amar, and he says, Matzanu chal Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We found another Tana, another Mishnaic rabbi that holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that one witnesses believe. Mitoich hadvarim, while we were discussing this, Nizkar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel mentioned, Shenergu harugim betel arza, that there were many people that were martyred, killed in Tel Arza. Ve'hissi Rabbi Gamliel hazakin, nishoyseim apiyed echot. And Rabbi Gamliel hazakin permitted their wives to get married just by the testimony of one witness. Ve'hochsuku, and that halacha was accepted. Lias masina piedecha, to marry people off just through the testimony of one witness. V'ochzukulim masin aid mi piaid. And additionally, not only can you marry someone up by testimony of one witness, but even if that witness didn't see it himself, He heard it from another witness. That's sufficient. Mipi Eved, even if it was from the mouth of a servant, Mipi Isha, from the mouth of a woman, Mipi Shivcha, from the mouth of a maidservant, even though these people are usually disqualified from testifying, here they can testify. Rabbi Shua said, Ein Misinis Isha Pierecha, you cannot marry off a woman to the testimony of one witness. You need two kosher witnesses. Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yapi Isha, not through the mouth of a woman. Lo'alpi Evet, not through the mouth of a servant. Lo'alpi Shivcha, not through the mouth of a maidservant. Lo'alpi Krovim, and not through the mouth of any type of relative. However, he would agree that if it's a regular single witness, we would believe them. There was a story with the sons of Levi. They went to Tsoyer, the city of dates. And on the way, one of them got sick. And they left him in a hotel. When they came back from the city of Tsoyer, Amru la pundakis, they said to the innkeeper, Ayin chaveirenu, where's our friend? Amru lahem, she said, Mace, you should know he died, ukevartiv, and I buried him. And by that testimony, v'hisiu esishtai, they let his wife get married through this non-Jewish hotel woman. So Amru lai, from this fact, they said to him, the chacham said this to Rabbi Akiva, v'loita yehenes kepundakis, you're going to tell me that a woman who's a kohenes, she's a miyuchesas, she's a woman who has great lineage, she's worse than this hotel woman who wasn't even Jewish? Her they believe the hotel woman, so certainly they should believe a Jewish woman. Amalahem, they said to him, l'kishtei pundakis nemenes. Even you should know, and literally it means, when a Jewish kohenes becomes a hotelier, then we'll believe her. But what I meant to say is, in that story, Hapundakis Hatzia Lehem Makle V'Tarmilei, she took out his staff, his cloak, V'Sefer Torah Shayabiyada, and the Sefer Torah that he had. So the only reason that they believed wasn't so much because of her testimony, but because of the fact that she brought out objects that proved that the fellow was there, and that she, when she testified a fellow, it was true. And that's the reason that we believe it. Hajin Alech Maseches Yevamos. So congratulations on finishing Maseches Yevamos, and even greater Mazel Tov on finishing Seder Nashim. This concludes the second complete Seder. We did Seder Mayid, we did Seder Nashim, and in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we start a brand new journey through the next Seder of Mishnayis. Hashem should help us that the same way that we finished these two Sederim, and Mirtz Hashem, we should continue to finish the entire Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, know them and review them in good health and with success in all our endeavors. Thank you so much for being along with this journey, and Mazel Tov.